I got it. Hello?
I'd like to talk to Jed Thompson.
He's not here right now. Can I get him a message?
This is Officer Franklin with the police. Do you have any idea when he'll be back?
I ain't even sure where he is.
It's very important that we speak with him as soon as possible.
Okay, let me grab a pen. I'll have him call you. What's your number? Strange.
What's that?
They said there were police calling for Judd, but they didn't want to leave a number or nothing.
That doesn't sound like the cops to me. What's the caller ID say?
Unavailable.
Man, that wasn't the cops.
All right, Darren, we better get you and your mom out of here quick.
We're not expecting anyone.
Oh, great. This can't be good.
The Kids Left Behind. Episode 29, The Graham Conspiracy.
You can't be serious about this, Judd.
I really don't believe they're dead.
This has been big news all over the world. This isn't some crazy conspiracy. The Israelis have their bodies in the morgue.
Now, come on, Buck. They're saying Dr. Ben-Judah killed his family. You know that didn't happen. If they're lying about one thing, maybe they're lying about everything else.
I wish that was true.
All right, I want you to take me to Israel with you.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I don't think so, Judd.
Why?
Well, we're not talking about a vacation here. I'm gonna find the rabbi. Hopefully before the GC get their mitts on.
Yeah, well, I have the same responsibility to Nina and Daniel.
Listen, don't get the idea that I care any less about Nina and Daniel than you do.
Then help me!
I am helping you, Judd. I'm telling you that you're wasting your time. You going to Israel is only going to put you in danger. And call me a softy, but I don't want to see you die unnecessarily.
Yeah, neither do I. Buck, I just have a feeling.
I can't help you.
Is there room enough for both of you in there?
I'll fit.
Where are you gonna take us?
Hiya, take him to Bruce's. We'll catch up with you there as soon as we can.
You got it.
Ladies, watch your heads, and this will be a perfect chance for a little prayer meeting.
Already started.
Don't forget about us.
Don't waste any time. It can't be very comfortable.
I hope no one rear-ends us.
I did not need to hear that.
Y'all ready?
Yeah. Go for it.
There's something I can help you with?
My name is Candace Goodwin. I'm looking for Vicky Byrne.
Oh, yeah. I remember you. You were the one that sent me to Northside Detention Center last year.
If you recall, I work for the social services.
I recall you were the one that sent me to Northside Detention Center last year.
Can I come in?
Well, I don't live here anymore. You have to ask the owner of the house.
Is Mr. Thompson here?
No.
I'll only be a minute, I promise.
How about you, Lionel? Do you mind if she comes in?
As long as her shoes are clean.
Okay. You can borrow a little of the front hallway.
Thank you. I want to know what you're going to do now.
Do about what?
We received the report of Bruce Barnes' death. He was your guardian.
How could you have heard
it about... It doesn't matter how we know. Do you deny it?
He wasn't my guardian. He adopted me. He was my father.
Either way, you and I have some important matters to discuss.
Like what?
Technically, you're a ward of the state now.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means that unless we find a suitable alternative, you could be sent back to Northside.
What?
Oh, excuse me a minute. Uh-oh. I need to get going, but here's my card. We really do need to talk.
Oh, I can't wait.
I'll be in touch. Goodbye.
How did they know about Bruce?
They're probably the ones who killed him. I want to know why I'm so important that they're coming after me again.
What do you mean?
Well, why'd they come here to find me? I don't live here anymore. I haven't lived here for over a year. How'd they even know to find me here?
Never thought of that.
We're gonna have to start thinking of that stuff if we're gonna stay ahead of these people.
Who's that that just left?
That's the lady that shipped Vicky off to Northside.
Candace Goodwin. Here's her card.
What did she want?
She just stopped in to let me know that with Bruce gone, they want to do what's best for me, which of course is send me back to Northside.
How did they know about Bruce already?
Yeah, we found that a bit curious as well.
These GC dudes are really creeping me out.
What happened to Darian and her mom?
Hi, I took them over to Bruce's house.
We got some weird phone call. The cops looking for you. Except they didn't sound like cops.
When was this?
Just a few minutes ago, right before that Goodwin lady got here.
I'm thinking, we all spend the night at Bruce's house.
Good idea.
So that's it, basically. Buck won't take me with him, so I have to find my own way.
What is the big deal with you wanting to go to Israel anyway? I mean, what do you want to prove?
I can't explain it, Fink. I feel like God is drawing me back there. I think it means the Ben Judah family isn't dead.
So if I'm catching this, you're gonna travel halfway around the world because of a feeling?
I said I can't explain it.
That doesn't make no sense. What if it's a bad fish stick or something?
It's not like that.
Ryan, you're sitting there all quiet. What's your read on this little trip?
I think you ought to take me with him.
Great, thanks. What? You're right.
That's not what she asked.
I'm just saying that if you go, I want to go with.
We still haven't decided whether he's going or not.
I'm going. I'm just not sure how yet.
So, no matter what we say, you're gonna go?
I have to.
Whatever.
Look, we obviously won't agree. So why don't we just leave it in God's hands?
What do you mean?
If God provides a way for him to travel, then he'll go.
And what if he doesn't provide one? Then I won't go?
Right.
Sounds fair to me.
So, if I call an airline with my credit card and get a ticket, you guys will let me go?
If you can do that, then God obviously wants you to go. Most airports are still picking up the pieces from the war.
Well, I guess I'm just gonna have to trust God.
Yeah, me too.
Is there anything I can do to help you?
Could you grab me the milk from the fridge?
Sure. Here you go.
Thanks.
Now, what I meant was, can I help with your trip to Israel?
Oh, I don't think so. I mean, with the money you put into my bank account, I can afford to go. The problem is, none of the airlines are flying out of Chicago right now.
Have you thought about taking a private jet?
Sounds great, if I had a private jet.
Lucky for you, I just happen to have one. And a pilot to fly it.
Really?
It's true.
Wow. The trouble is, where do we fly out of? I mean, the airports are all trashed, you know?
We have an underground hangar on our property. There's a runway there, too.
What property? Your house?
Yes.
No, the house Vicky and I were at?
That's the one.
There's a runway there?
Oh, you wouldn't have seen it. It's well hidden. Here, the pilot's name is Taylor Graham, and that's his number.
Wow! Can we trust him?
He's the only person that worked for my husband that I do trust.
Huh. I guess God did provide a way after all. Looks like I'm going to Israel.
Come on, man. Give me one good reason why I can't go with you.
How about because it's not a pleasure cruise? This could be dangerous.
Oh, yeah. Like I'm not in any danger sitting here right now.
Look, I know you can handle it when things get a little dicey. You did great with the whole Darian thing,
then
right?
Then why can't I go to Israel?
Well, you don't even have a passport.
Guys.
Hey, what's up? Hey.
I heard what you were just talking about, and maybe I can help.
Help who? Him or me?
I just wanted to show you something that showed up here a couple of months ago.
What is it?
Open it.
It's a passport. Hey, it's my passport.
Great. Thanks, Haya.
Yeah, sorry. Bruce got it so he could take Ryan with him on his next trip.
Ha! Did you hear that? Come on, Judd. You gotta let me go with you. Bruce would've.
I don't suppose there's anything I can say to change your mind?
Are you kidding?
Ryan, I guess you and I need to see a man about a plane.
Yes!
So do you even know what this Graham Cracker guy looks like?
Taylor Graham. No, but he sounded pretty young on the phone. He can't be much over 30.
I think when he gets here, I'm gonna let you do the talking.
That's probably a good idea. I don't want to tell him everything.
Don't you trust him?
I don't even know him. I mean, I know Mrs. Staley trusts him, but we gotta be careful.
This could be him.
Now I need a cup of coffee, black, and a Long John filled.
Yeah, that sounds like the guy I talked to.
Thanks, darling. Keep the change. One of you Judd Thompson?
Hey, I am, yeah. This is Ryan.
Hey. Taylor Graham. You mind if I sit?
No, go ahead.
So, you want me to fly to Israel, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
I gotta tell you, I wasn't expecting a couple of kids.
And that matters because...
Well, Ryan, I haven't agreed to anything yet. In fact, if it weren't for Mrs. Staley, I wouldn't even be here talking to you.
I suppose the GC is looking for you, too?
They already found me. I just did a VIP run to Dallas for them. It gave me something to do while Staley's grounded.
They told you he was grounded?
The Twix I got said he was out for a few days and might not be back. I was hoping he'd be here to tell me what was going on.
You don't know, huh?
What? If you know something, spill it.
You sure you want to listen to a couple of kids?
Listen, knock off the song and dance. Max is a friend. If something happened to him, I need to know.
Taylor, something happened to Max. Are we flying?
I told you Mrs. S set this up. We're flying.
Good. And here's what happened.
What did the guy that shot him look like?
Mid-40s, salt and pepper hair, and a scar on his chin.
Was he wearing a pinky ring?
I didn't notice.
It sounds like Blaine.
Who's Blaine?
Dick Blaine. He's a GC big dog in Chicago. Or, he was. He and Max used to be business partners a few years back until they had a falling out, I guess you'd say. I guess this makes things a bit more interesting.
So what's the deal? Will you take us or not?
I don't know. What do you want to go to Israel for anyway?
We want to visit some friends.
Okay, if you want me to trust you, you're gonna have to cut the nonsense.
What?
You two aren't all wired to take a joyride to Jerusalem because you miss your friends. I ask again, what's in Israel?
Okay, I'll tell you, but first I have a question for you.
What are we playing here, some kind
of... No, listen. Do you know that guy out there?
What guy?
The guy there, walking this way, the black suit?
No, I've never seen him before.
I had him locked in the trunk when Blaine killed Max.
You had?
Yeah, he got away.
It's probably one of Blaine's men.
Oh, great.
All right, I say we see if there's a back door to this place.
Got it. Hello?
Vicky, you're not gonna believe this.
Where are you?
Ryan and I are on our way to Israel.
When are you leaving?
Graham said he'd take us, but only if we leave right away. No packing, no nothing.
Oh, that's crazy. What about your passports?
We got them.
Well, why does he want to leave all of a sudden?
Not sure I got that totally figured out yet. Vic, I need you to do me a favor.
What?
I need you to get my car, okay? It's at the donut shop in Prospect Heights.
Get Louise and Darian somewhere safe.
Tell them it's taken care of. We're moving them to Loretta's.
All right, good. I'll call you as soon as I can.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
What is this place?
It's Staley's house.
It looks like a fortress.
It practically is a fortress. Lucky for you, I've got the keys.
Sweet. I won't have to outrun the dogs this time.
You outran Jim and Max?
Well, somewhat.
Apparently, you're still alive.
Yeah. We hopped the wall over by the front of the house. Had no idea there was so much land back here.
No reason why you would.
So what are we doing back here?
Look over there. Tell me what you see.
Pine trees.
And a hill.
Nothing that looks like a landing strip?
No way.
Good. Increases the chances the GC haven't found it yet either.
Wait, I thought you were the GC.
I work for Staley. Or I should say I worked for Staley.
Hold it, you're talking about a landing strip? There's no room to land a plane back there.
Sure looks that way, don't it?
Then what?
Keep an eye on that tree stump.
Which one?
By the hill.
Whoa! It disappeared!
Oh, man, it sank right into the ground. What is that thing?
That, my boys, is one of the hidden tunnels into the hangar.
What do you mean, the hangar is underneath us?
No, it's right in front of us.
The hill? The hill is a hangar? You can't be serious.
Is, can, am.
Impressive. Man, didn't Staley trust anyone?
He trusted me. This is where he keeps the private jet for when he wants to fly under the GC radar, as it were.
This is awesome. Let's go.
Hang on there, little buddy. One of us needs to open the hangar doors from here in the car. I don't want to give the hangar away until we're ready to skedaddle.
I can do that. What do you want me to do?
Okay, Ryan and I are going to go do a quick pre-flight. When you hear the engines winding up, press this button.
Okay, what's going to happen then?
The doors will open up right over there. You lock the car up, and I'll taxi the plane out. We're off to Israel.
So why do I get the feeling that there's more to this that I don't know yet?
Well, there's always a chance that a GC hit squad is waiting inside for us.
Oh, is that all? Man, for a second there, I thought we might be in danger. Okay, Ryan, I need you to power up the computer equipment in the cabin. There's a panel of red breaker switches across the top row.
Man, what is all this stuff?
Satellite communications, global positioning, you name it.
Wow, and I thought Judd was a geek because he could program the VCR.
Hey, I want you to remember something, Ryan.
Yeah?
From here on out, you do as I tell you, got it?
Yeah.
We may have to scoot out of here in a hurry, and I don't need you getting in the way.
That's cool.
I'm serious. Even if Judd doesn't make it, you do what I say.
Hey, you're the captain.
Come on. What's taking so long? What's this now?
You three, go that way. You, over there.
Oh, no. It better be you, Graham, because I'm opening the hangar.
Hey, you, hold on.
Time to fly the Freddy skies.
Ryan, buckle up.
What's going on?
We got company. We're taking off.
You can't leave Judd. We got to pick him off.
I said strap yourself in.
The door is still open.
Then I suggest you get back there and shut it now.
Look, there's Judd. He's on the side of the strip. He can jump on as we go by.
He can run that fast.
He'll do it.
Almost there.
Oh, there's no need for that. Judd, come on.
Pull me in.
Give me your hand.
They're going to jump.
Get that door shut. It's shut. Go, go.
Judd, are you okay?
I'll make it. Wow, you and Bruce never mentioned how exciting these trips were.
Are you sure it's okay for us to stay here? We don't want to inconvenience Loretta in any way.
Oh, no, no, you won't. Loretta's awesome. She'll appreciate the company.
How long do you think we'll have to stay here?
I don't know. The good news is the GC won't be watching this house the way they're probably watching Judd's or my house.
Oh, we can be thankful for that.
That's one thing to be thankful for.
Hi, what are you doing here?
Delivering a message. Can we, talk downstairs?
Sure.
Oh, go ahead. We'll unpack our things.
Okay, thanks.
We can't stay here, Darian.
What do you mean?
We're placing them in danger. I don't think they understand what would happen if we're found with them.
Well, what should we do?
We should leave. As soon as possible.
They won't like that.
It's for their own good.
So, what's going on?
That Goodwin lady called. She wants to meet with you tonight.
The house? It doesn't seem like it'd be our best move.
No. She said she wants to meet at Cafe Liesel, 9:00.
Did she say what she wants?
Wouldn't say. Just to meet her there tonight.
I think I should go?
I don't know. I mean, she doesn't sound like she's trying to catch you at something. Sounds like she just wants to talk.
I'm still not sure I can trust her.
Listen, okay. You go meet her, and I can sit at a nearby table or something. If anything weird happens, we can both get out quick.
I suppose I can't avoid her forever. Okay.
Well, kids, say goodbye to the eastern seaboard of Canada. Next stop, Israel.
You can relax now, Ryan.
Yeah, right. There's a world war just finishing. The global community's probably looking for us.
Other than that, what could possibly be the matter?
Well, my dad was killed in a plane crash.
Well, you can relax. I haven't had an accident yet.
Yeah, well, neither had my dad.
Vicky, over here.
Hey, Ms. Goodwin.
I'm glad you're here. Let's go to my car.
Oh. Okay, I thought I'd get a coffee.
I really think we should go right away.
All right, what's so pressing that we couldn't talk about it in there?
I just didn't want anyone to see us together. I shouldn't even be talking to you at all. Your house is under surveillance.
My house? Why would anyone watch my house?
The GC thinks you're hiding a murder suspect.
What? That's nuts! Who am I supposed to be hiding?
I don't know any details, but it must be someone important. I got wind of it this afternoon.
So, why are you telling me this? You work for the GC.
I work for social services.
What's the difference?
Well, for one thing, I don't agree with everything the global community is doing.
Then why are you always after me?
Because ever since that day in your principal's office last year, I've been impressed by you.
Really?
The way you handled yourself under pressure, the way you talked about what you believe, you impressed me.
Is that why you wanted to talk to me? Because I stood up to those people?
I'm here to give you a chance. There's a lot of people who seem to have it in for you.
Yeah, and as far as I can tell, you're one of them.
I'm gonna drive us somewhere else.
Why?
We need to keep moving.
What are you afraid of?
The same thing you are.
Right now, I'm afraid of you.
I'm talking about the global community. You're going to need to find another place to stay tonight.
That's covered. Why are you helping me?
Hold on.
Tell me!
I work with troubled kids every day. Thousands have gone homeless since the disappearances. Most of them have fallen through the cracks.
Yeah, I haven't been that lucky.
Lots of these kids act tough to put on a good show, but they're all scared to death. You're the first person that had more direction than the people trying to help her.
What?
Your principal, Janice, and that other teacher.
Waltman?
Yeah. They pretended they had it all together, but you could tell they were about to snap.
Do you know what happened to Mrs. Waltman?
She and that coach, the Handelsman, got sent to a re-education facility. Okay. Nobody will see us here.
Well, I still don't get it. What do you want from me?
Listen. All my life, I've tried to be a good person. I've always played by the rules. I ran student government. I was valedictorian. I was pretty popular.
Let me guess. Captain of the pom-pom squad.
I still have them in a box at home.
Big surprise.
Then I went to college. I studied to teach disabled children. I did field work with social services and saw what a huge need they had.
I don't want to sound rude, but what has this got to do with me?
When you told us about your faith, you didn't talk about a bunch of rules. Until then, that's all I thought religion was.
Most people do.
Well, I followed the rules. I went out of my way to help people. I've even taken people into my house, but I've never felt accepted by God.
Hang on. Is that what this is all about? You want to know about my faith?
Actually, yes. I want to know how I can have hope, like you do.
Oh. Well, there's a verse in the Bible that says if you confess that Jesus is Lord and believe that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved.
That's it? You just have to believe?
Does that sound easy? Because it's not.
Well, what about all the good things I've done?
They don't mean anything.
So if you don't do good things to get to God, why do them at all?
Well, how about, like, to show your love and respect for that God? Good things are good, but they're just not going to save you.
Okay, so tell me what will.
Hey, Vic! Vicky, over here!
You will not believe what just happened!
I think I can beat it, whatever it is.
Goodwin just prayed to accept Christ.
Are you serious?
Yeah, isn't that cool?
That's awesome. I have different news. Bad news.
What?
When you guys drove off, I tried to follow you, but she was driving like a maniac.
Tell me about her.
When I lost you, I stopped back at Loretta's to see if you'd called or anything.
Yeah?
Louise and Darian are nowhere to be found.
What?
Vicky, they're both gone.
The Kids Left Behind is based on the best-selling books by Jerry B. Jenkins and Tim LaHaye. To find out more, check out The Underground at leftbehind.com. And for information on the live-action audio series, stop by gapdigital.com. This live-action audio series is a presentation of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.